Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to start out. I want to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you two questions, as a matter of fact. I'm going to ask you one at the beginning of the service. Then I'm going to ask you another question at the end of the service. Deal? Okay. My first question for you this morning is, how many of you believe that truly one day you'll go to heaven? Raise your hand. Well, it's almost unanimous, But then I'm going to ask you another question at the end of the service, okay? To begin with this morning, I would like to tell you a little story that I heard recently, and it could well be a true story. A school teacher was trying to teach a young class about the importance of getting into heaven and what we needed to do to get there. He began by asking his young class a few questions. First of all, he said, if I sold my house and I sold my car and I had a garage sale, sold everything that I owned, gave all the money to the poor, would that get me into heaven? There was a resounding no from the little class. Well, in that case, he said, what if I went to Sunday school and to church every Sunday? And then during the week, I went down and did some work at the church and helped the preacher. How about that? Would that get me into heaven? Again, a resounding no. He said, well, in that case, what if I was nice to everybody? What if I gave you little kids candy and I was nice to my neighbors? I loved my wife. How about that? Would that get me into heaven? And again, they just came out with a rousing no. So he looked at him and he said, okay then. Tell me, what have I got to do to get into heaven? There was silence for a moment. Then a little five-year-old boy from the back of the room raised his hand and said, you gotta die. Our scripture this morning is from Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there is only one who is good. If you want to enter into the kingdom, obey the commandments. Which ones, the man inquired. And Jesus replied, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony. Honor your father and your mother and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, all these I have kept, the young man said. So what do I lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And then come and follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth. One of the things that most of our Christian denominations have in common, whether they be Baptist or Methodist or Episcopalians, Catholic or whatever they may be, is their belief in eternal life and in a heavenly kingdom. In our scripture lesson this morning from Matthew, a young man approaches Jesus as he is traveling, and he wants to know about this eternal life that he has heard Christ speak about. His main concern is, what have I got to do to get this eternal life that I have heard you talk about. Now, he felt pretty confident in himself that he had pretty much done everything he needed to do as far as he understood it to be entitled to this eternal life. He'd pretty much obeyed the Jewish law. He said he had been faithful to the commandments. And he was a pretty righteous young man. But there was still something he felt like he must be missing in order for him to get into this eternal life that Christ had talked about. What he got was a very unexpected answer. And as we read this, it really seems to be pretty harsh. Jesus' reply seemed to be a little strong. Because he said, listen, I'll tell you what you need to do then. If you want to be perfect, you go out, sell everything that you have, give the money to the poor, then come and follow me. The young man was naturally devastated. He was a man of great wealth. This would have been a very, very, very heavy cost to give up his wealth and to be willing to go and make that commitment to Christ. And I really think that this young man was very sincere in the question that he asked Jesus. And I also believe that Jesus knew that at this point in the young man's life, he was not ready to make that full commitment that it would take to follow Christ. So it says that the young man went away very sad. And let's face it, it is not always easy to put Christ first in our own lives. I don't know the exact point in time when I decided to follow Christ. I can't pinpoint that time. But what I do know is that I wasted a lot of time. I wasted a lot of effort and did a lot of things that were a lot less important. When we become Christians, God expects from us a full commitment. Sometimes that may require that we give up some of those things that we would very much like to hold on to. Unlike the rich man from our scripture this morning, having too much wealth has never been one of my problems. However, God knew I had some other problems. There were things in my life, not only that I needed to change, but that I needed to give up. When I say give up, I'm talking about let them go. It's been a long process. And God is still working with me. And I'm sure most of you are the same way. We never get to that point where we deserve to be accepted into the kingdom that Jesus talks about. It's not easy to give up some of those things that prevent us from being the kind of person that Christ would want us to be, so that we can serve Him more faithfully through our church, in our families, and in our personal life. What God wants from us is a full commitment. Now, you know, we are truly blessed. As Christians, we definitely have been blessed far more than we deserve, because we have the opportunity to establish that personal relationship with Christ. And when we establish that personal relationship, we can have confidence in the fact that Christ has opened the door to that eternal life that you and I profess strongly to believe in. We owe a debt of gratitude to our Savior. And now then, I want to ask you the final question. One last question. It's going to be the same question the Sunday school teacher asked his class. How do we get to heaven? Now I'm going to answer that question for you. Get your hymnal. Turn to page 280. You'll find the answer on that page.